ただいまからリスニングテストを始めます。英会投資のその2、49から73に回答してください。問題は A、B、C の3種類に分かれていて、全部で25問です。いずれの問題も一度しか聞くことができません。問題を聞き終えたら、直ちに回答を記入してください。各リスニング問題におけるそれぞれの問題の回答時間は約10秒です。問題冊子にメモを取ると良いでしょう。パート A、リスニング1から10では、会話やアナウンスの後に質問が続きますので、それに対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題を聞いてみましょう。
Can we leave now?
Wait, I'm not ready. Don't worry, we won't be late. It's 2 hours before the movie starts.
I know, but the traffic into the city is always very heavy at this time of the evening.
Okay, I'll be ready in a minute.
Question: Why does the woman want to leave soon?
正解は C です。それでは、テストを始めます。
Listening 1.
Hi, Barbara. How are your plans going for your trip to Australia?
Good, but I still haven't decided the best way to do my sightseeing in Sydney. You've been there. Is it possible to walk around the city?
I wouldn't want to try it, especially since the weather will be really hot while you're there.
What a shame. I think walking is the best way to get to know a city.
There's always the tour buses. They're a really efficient way to see the sights of the city.
That's what I heard. But my guidebook says it's actually cheaper hiring a taxi than traveling by tour bus. I really don't want to spend so much money on transport.
If you don't mind spending just a little money, you can cycle around the city. You'll find rental stores next to most hotels or train stations.
That's a brilliant suggestion. I never thought about it. I'll do that then.If I can't walk, at least I'll experience being close to things on the street.
Question 49. How will the woman travel around Sydney to do sightseeing? 2.
We will soon arrive at our destination.Passengers going to this afternoon's baseball game should proceed to platforms 1 and 2 for the blue line. Those heading for the airport should take the red line from platforms 3 and 4. Passengers who wish to go to the lakeside area should proceed to platforms 7 and 8 and take the green line. Passengers for the downtown area and Central Park should board the yellow line at platforms 11 and 12. Those wishing to go to Central Park should change to the metro line at 12th Street Station.
Question 50. How can passengers get to the downtown area? 3.
Who is that on the phone? Was it at the Wilsons from next door?
Yes, our neighbors aren't very happy. They're complaining about noise again.
Not again.I told the kids to keep the music down when they come home from school.
Actually, they didn't mention that. Nor did they say anything about the noise the kids make when they leave for school.
Well, if it's not that, it must be the dog barking.
That's what I thought, too. But this time it's the late-night TV that's bothering them.
I hope you apologized.
Question 51. What are the neighbors complaining about?Listening 4.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to South Mountain Cafe. A table for one?
Yes. Can I have a table by the window? It's such a beautiful day.
I'm afraid they're all taken. What about one by the door?
That might be a bit noisy. Do you have a table outside?
Yes, we do, on the balcony. Or, if you don't mind waiting for a window table, you can sit at the counter for now, and I'll get you a menu to look over.
No, I'm in a bit of a rush, so outside is fine.
Certainly, sir. Please follow me.
Question 52. Where does the man decide to sit? Listening 5.
It's so hot today, and we're not doing anything, so I think we should go swimming. It'll be great to cool off somewhere, relax, and even get some exercise.
How about the lake? That wasn't so bad last year. We had a barbecue and did a bit of swimming. Anything is better than going to the ocean. I also don't want to get sunburned. It's pretty hot out there today.
I know. You've been avoiding the ocean for years. That's why I thought we'd go to the water park instead.
I'll still get sunburnt. There's no shade there. And besides, it's kind of expensive. That's why we didn't go last year, remember?
Okay. How about the new indoor pool at the university? It's open to the public in the summer.
Has it got a shallow end? I could hang out with the kids while you do your laps.
Yes, it does. And I know what you're thinking, but it's not expensive. So let's give it a try.
Yeah, okay. Let's go there.
Question 53. Where did the man and woman go swimming last year? Listening 6.
In the news today, the city made an announcement that changes to the city's garbage collection schedule are now in effect. Burnable garbage will no longer be collected on Tuesdays and Fridays. It will now be collected on Mondays and Thursdays. Plastic garbage collection, which used to be on Wednesdays, has now moved to Tuesdays and Fridays. Recyclables will continue to be collected on Tuesdays. All residents are asked to put out their garbage on the correct days.
Question 54. On what day will there be no garbage collection? Listening 7.
Hi, Maggie. Wow, you look happy. What's going on?
Hi, Peter. Yeah, I finally got tickets for the Summer Rock Music Festival next month in Golden Gate Park.
Really? That's great. But I thought that was this month.
No, you're thinking of the Arts and Crafts Festival. That's this weekend.
Ah, okay, you're right. And then the Thai Food Festival is the following week.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to that one too, but my budget is a bit tight. You're going to that one, right? I know how much you love Thai food.
Actually, I'm too busy that weekend. But I'm going to a jazz festival there in a couple of months, though.
Hope you enjoy it. I was hoping to go to that, too, but I'll be out of town then.
Question 55. Which festival will the man go to? Listening 8.
Hey, Mike, where were you this morning?
I woke up late today and had to take a taxi to the office.
I thought you always cycled into work.
I do, but I had a flat tire and didn't have time to fix it. I thought about the subway, but it would have taken too long.
You should have called me. I was driving into work today and could have picked you up.
You drove me last week, so I didn't want to bother you again.
It's no problem, really. If you ever need a lift, just give me a call.
Question 56. How did the man get to the office today? Listening 9.
My flight was late getting in last night, so I'm really tired today.
What time did you arrive?
9:30.
But I thought you were supposed to arrive at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, our flight got delayed. We were supposed to leave New York at 3:30, but we didn't actually depart until 4:30 because of bad weather.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
Question 57. What time did the man's flight leave New York? Listening 10.
Hello, listeners. Steve Harris here with our weekly sports show. First, we'll be talking to Lola Rodriguez. She's the founder of a club here in Sydney called Running in the Park. Hi, Lola. Welcome to the show. Could you tell us a little bit about your club?
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on your show. Well, Running in the Park is a club that organizes 5-kilometer runs around the city parks here in Sydney. They're open and free to everyone.
Sounds interesting. What made you decide to start the club?
Well, Steve, we just want to help people get fit and become healthier. That's why, at Running in the Park, we started organizing family-friendly running events every weekend on Sundays. We encourage members and their families and friends to join us for at least one run every month. In fact, many of our members come out and run at least 2 times a month. We found that some who join our Running in the Park events also jog a couple times a week in addition to running on the weekend.
Question 58. How often does Running in the Park organize running events in Sydney?
パート B リスニング11から12では英語を聞いて印刷された質問に対する最も適切な答えを選んでください。例題はありません。
Listening 11.
Today we have with us Angela Lee, a spokesperson for an exciting project to bring internet access to the rest of the world. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be here. As you know, most of us take internet access for granted, but in fact, for every person who has internet access, there are 2 people who don't. In some regions of the world, nobody has internet access.
So, tell our audience what your company does to solve this.
Well, we've developed large balloons which go up very high into the atmosphere and transmit data signals back down to Earth. Signals from one balloon can cover about 3,000 square kilometers on the ground.
But won't the balloons just blow away in the wind? I mean, how do you control them?
At first, we thought that might be a problem. But then we realized that since winds blow in different directions depending on how high they are, we could control them by changing how high they are above the Earth. If the wind is blowing the balloon west, we can raise or lower the balloon to where there is a wind blowing east. In this way, we can keep the balloons in the same region.
I see. How long do they last? I can imagine they are easily damaged by storms.
The balloons fly about 20,000 meters above the Earth, so they aren't affected by bad weather. They also fly high enough not to bother airplanes. One issue that we have, however, is that the balloons are affected by extreme changes in temperature, and they begin to lose gas and start to fall back to Earth. At first, we could keep them up for 3 months, but now they last about 6 months before they need to be replaced. In the future, we hope to keep them up for at least a full year.
So, when and where will the project start?
Actually, we've already started. We've been running the program for several months in Kenya, where most people living outside the major cities don't have internet access. But even before that, we had successfully provided internet access to parts of Peru that were affected by heavy flooding. After that, our biggest operation was in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria hit the territory. The whole island was without power, so we launched balloons from Nevada in the United States to fly over the island to provide free internet service.
Well, this is an exciting project, and I wish you and your team the best of luck.
Listening 12.
Hey, Peter. I heard you needed some help.
Sarah, thanks for coming. I just want to print these documents, but I can't connect to the printer. I need to have them ready for a meeting at 3.
When did you last print something?
It was working fine this morning when I printed a letter, but after lunch it wasn't working.
That's odd. Did you install any printer updates recently?
No. I've printed stuff all week without any trouble. Even some color photographs, which sometimes can cause a problem.
Let me have a look. Well, the cable is connected to your desktop properly.
Yeah, I checked that first. I also put in new ink cartridges on Friday after I printed the handouts for a presentation, so that can't be the problem.
Did you check if there's any paper in the printer? That's another possibility.
Actually, no. I didn't think of that.
Then let's check. Aha! I found the problem.
Great! What is it?
Printer is turned off.
Well, that's easy enough to fix.
パート C、リスニング13から14では、英語を聞いて、それに対して印刷された各文の内容が正しければ A、True を、正しくなければ B、False を選んでください。例題はありません。それぞれのリスニング問題について、英語の指示文が流れます。その20秒後にリスニング問題が始まりますので、その間に印刷されている問題文に目を通しておいてください。
Listening 13. You will hear a man and a woman talking about eating lunch. Look at the 7 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I'm starving. Let's have lunch. How about a burger?
I'll pass. At one time I used to love them, but I haven't been able to face beef ever since I watched a TV program about how it's processed. In fact, I'm not very keen on meat generally, but I will eat it sometimes.
My brother's a vegetarian. He won't eat meat or fish.
I thought about becoming vegetarian, but I realized that I like fish too much.
Why don't we eat sushi for lunch then?There's a cheap restaurant just behind the train station, right next to the cinema.
Normally I'd say yes, but I ate some last night. At home, though, not in a restaurant. I know. Why don't we have a Turkish kebab? About 5 minutes from here, there's a small Turkish restaurant that does takeaway service.
But isn't that just the same as eating a burger? It's just beef in bread, isn't it?
Not if you choose chicken, which is the one I'll get. I think they serve lamb, too, if you like it.I don't like the taste, but my sister loves it.
I'm so hungry. I think that I'll have one of each.
They're huge kebabs.
Don't worry, I'm only joking. I'll probably have a beef kebab and a salad. Listening 14. You will hear a woman called Sam talking to her friend Joe about buying a present for her parents. Look at the 4 sentences below. Decide if each sentence is true or false. If it is true, choose A. If it is false, choose B.
I need to get an anniversary present for my parents. I've no idea what to get them.
Well, what are their hobbies?
They like outdoor activities, especially camping. They go once every 2 or 3 months.
What do your parents do when they go camping?
Good question. I haven't gone with them for a few years, so I'm not too sure, to be honest. I think they usually go hiking in the mountains. Dad loves fishing, too, but has to go alone because Mom can't stand it.
Okay, so maybe you could get them something for camping or hiking then.
That's a good idea.
I'll come with you to the mall if you like, and help you look for something there.
Thanks, but that's okay. I'll look for something online.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。